Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning on this Monday morning. Redding, how are you, Redding Anderson? If Trish Clark is hearing, she said, you always say Redding. Okay, Anderson, Red Bluff, Cottonwood. Oh, you're outlying it. Lake, what's it called? Lakehead?
Lake California.
Lake California. And what's above when on a way to the lake?
City of Shasta Lake.
Besides City of Shasta Lake, then there's another place on the way out someplace. Anyway, for all of you, Kevin, if you're listening, all of our wonderful, good morning, everybody, on this Monday. Okay. With me this morning, Carl is on assignment, but with me this morning is the one and only Dr. Doug McConnell, our retired cardiac surgeon out of Shasta Regional, and our former Army surgeon from the U.S. Army, and he is a very dear friend with me this morning to co-host Doug McConnell.
Good morning, happy to be here. I'll try to fill in for Carl. That's a big role to fill, but I appreciate being here.
Well, absolutely. We're going to let it roll this morning. And, of course, out of the big red book here,
yes,
we always say, and you came here specifically to be a surgeon for Shasta Regional,
mm-hmm.
They bring us the top of the news every morning. So that news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good.
Certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Glad I was there 4 days, but not for that, you know. Anyway, good care, good people doing great things. So let's go with the weather really fast. Oh, no, Ashley, let's just get into serious news here. And what is the day of the week?
The important national holiday today is it's National Pet Day.
Yes.
So go ahead and take a picture of your pet and share it on our Facebook page. We would love to see that.
Oh, okay. And now, we share that to the Facebook, just our Facebook. In fact, I may have closed my Facebook was hacked, by the way,
uh-oh,
over the weekend.
That's no fun.
I had people saying, hey, I'm already your friend, but I got another friend request. So, you know, it's just another thing that makes me feel heavy, but hey.
It happens.
Anyway, so Facebook, if your Facebook hasn't been hacked and you want a Facebook, please do Pet of the Week to the KCNR site or Free Fire Radio.
And we also have National Barbershop Quartet Day, so you can expect that to make its way into our bumper music.
I love it. I love it, too, and some little Scooby-Doo and that kind of thing as well. We love our pets. Our pets are really what make the world go around, and sometimes your pets can be the form of many things. Doug.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
I know I got my hair cut really.
Well, talking to the Marine.
My haircut got really short, yeah. So anyway, welcome to the show this morning. And I know you go back and forth to a couple locations where you live. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any pets?
We have 11 grandchildren, and I have a wife. Any of them would qualify in some definition.
Yes.
Pet, they all have two legs.
And pet names.
But no, we don't, because we travel both in our RV, and we do have our home in Long Beach, California. So we haven't. That doesn't mean we don't love dogs, though.
Yeah.
I certainly do. And all the grandchildren's houses have pets.
Okay.
So
you have grandpuppies.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpets.
We go visit them, and we have Wonderful fun with the kids and their dogs. They all grow up with dogs.
Well, I can tell you that my folks will, every time they come up to Sacramento and visit, they bring like a massive amount of carrots. And when we had our beloved Snooki, my mom would always bring a squeaky toy. They never came empty handed. They always came with treats and some kind of toy. And that's so cute. And included in their Christmas letter is our horse, Odina. And anyway, so let's go to the weather. I cannot believe it. I washed my makeup brushes. Ladies, you'll appreciate this. And I put them out in the sun because I have a varied amount of different kinds of brushes that I use. Put them out in the sun yesterday. It was so beautiful out. Oh, my gosh. And I just guess I didn't really focus on the forecast. Got up this morning. Oh, forgot about getting those brushes out. And I couldn't believe it. I looked outside and that was wet brick. Wet, wet, wet. And I thought, oh, and I totally changed my wardrobe. But guess what? So we're going to have, guess this is the forecast, showers with thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Looks like we may have wind up to about 11 to 20 miles per hour. We know how windy it was yesterday. Tonight, chance of showers again with thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Looks like we're going to have about 56 today and our overnight lows about 34. All right, tomorrow, 60% chance of rain. And then this is the thing, I always think it's going to change because I read this last week and it's just really hard for me to believe, especially after we had this incredibly warm guest last week. Tuesday, showers and rain and possibly snow.
Oh, I like that.
60 with 59 tomorrow. I mean, just when you think I put the boots away. No, 59 overnight lows of 38. Wednesday then goes with more rain. We love it. Please bring it on. High of 57, overnight lows of 44. Thursday calls for 80% chance of showers.
Okay.
Love it. High of 58, overnight lows of 42. And Friday showers, once again, chance of showers with 62. That's wow. Our forecast. And we'll take it. Our earth needs to be drenched, so we'll take that. And so the flowers and all the plants are going back outside.
Yes. Well, I didn't have any problem with makeup brushes, but I do a lot of drone flying and photography.
Oh, so there
you
go.
This is sort of a difficult week.
Yes.
With all that weather, but it also leaves wonderful cloud formations and rainbows. So,
I know. I love clouds. So, I love to drive with the clouds. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, Doug, I know you have some things that you would love, that you've always collected, that you would like to talk about. We do have the Red Bluff Roundup coming on at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock, Shasta College, where we always bring one. They're always enlightening us with wonderful things that are happening out of Shasta College with their different programs and so on and so forth. But what do you have on your agenda that you would like to discuss this morning?
Well, I was excited to hear that Shasta College is being here. I think they're a wonderful asset to the community.
Yes.
And I've always been interested in education. For years when I was up here, a former nurse from Shasta Regional took over running a medical healthcare professions preparedness up at Shasta High School. And she drafted us one day. She said, can you come up and talk to the kids? And I said, well, okay. And so I put together a team. I was there. We wanted to show kids that there's many professions in healthcare. It's not just doctor, nurse. We brought up perfusionists, rep. I mean, people that sort of represent companies that are like selling pacemakers. And we would bring up cow hearts, excised, to show them exactly how heart surgery can be done and what the inside. Anyway, that was my dip into education, and it was very, very fulfilling because the kids of class probably 30, 35, they were always very intrigued. Of course, it was an elective for them, which is a good sign. And then the people that sort of got stimulated as to what I could do, but the education and the costs and the time. And then I was there to tell them, hey, you know, there's military options for everything. And believe me, you can go to the recruiters down here. And if you're interested in becoming a PA or an EMT or eventually going to college and going to med school, there are pathways that would basically obviate the cost. And so the doors shouldn't be closed in your mind. But options in healthcare, as well as many other professions, are there to explore. They were probably juniors at Shasta at the time. And whenever we were done, there would be people who would come up and start exploring these options. Also, they'd love to come up and actually see a heart from the inside of a cow, which I think Ken's Meat was always providing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a link. It was a funny thing. We'd have to get these specimens and then to really show people. And when you're a 16, 17-year-old and you're interested, to actually then, once you can see the intricacies in the construction of a mammalian heart like that, it is intriguing. I mean, some people aren't. It's not for everybody. But so that was my foray up here into education. But I think it's great. Education was a very fulfilling part of what I did. Of course, when I was at UCLA for 12 years, as a chief resident and junior faculty, seeing younger, we were all in our 30s, but seeing them latch on to new ideas and then begin to sort out what they really want to do is a great profession.
You know, it's interesting. We're going to have about a minute left before we have to take a break. That you and Bonnie, your wife Bonnie, have been in the health profession, and that's been a career, and it's been a stellar career. That, you know, we reflect on the history of the wonderful things, especially, Doug, that you've have done some miraculous surgeries and changed people's lives for sure. At your retirement party, you had an amazing experience with somebody that a young woman that you took from the womb and were able to save through a heart transplant during a procedure.
I don't want to get off to him, but real quickly, the mother was dying of a heart problem, and because she couldn't carry the baby.
Yes.
And my wife, the labor nurse, caring for her, I said, let's put her on the heart-lung machine, and we'll save mom and save the baby by a C-section. And it worked.
Yes.
And you met the young lady.
And she surprised you at your retirement. So that, you know, there's such miracle. I've always believed that there is miracles in medicine. We're going to take a break. By the way, you know what? Always be proud of what's happening in Reading. We've got so much happening out of the airport that's bringing people. Like, for instance, our grandkids and kids live in Albuquerque. I called them last night. There's a direct flight from Vegas to Reading now through Avelo Airlines.
Oh.
Oh, they thought, well, maybe we'll just drive and spend the night in Vegas and then come out for Thanksgiving. You know what? That's how easy it can be for you. Also, Alaska Airlines. These are the things that are happening out of our Reading airport. Direct from Las Vegas to Reading is Avelo, and from Seattle to Reading is Alaska Airlines. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott. I'm with Doug McConnell, and we've got a great morning. Hang in with us.
If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me, then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me that you're mine.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby, where are you? We got some work to do now.
I like this.
Barbershop Quartet, Day of, and Pet of the Week. That couldn't have been better, Ashley. By the way, Ashley's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we won't be seeing Ashley for a couple weeks. She's going to be gone on a mission of some sort, family mission, but doing good things while they go to London. And
yep, I am the resident pet sitter for the family because everyone else has pets, and I lost mine, so I'm more than happy to dog sit whenever possible.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. This is the time, folks, when you're going in out. When you heard about the forecast. 52 degrees with a high of maybe 56 tonight, overnight lows of 34. We know it was 90 last week. We're going up and down with these temperatures. I'm throwing the air conditioning on and the heater on and this and that. This is where if you've got a chip or a crack, the severe weather can make the chip and crack grow. So go to Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff owns the business. It's located on Market Street. And get your windshield fixed, all right? 241-8373. You don't have to have it replaced, really. Well, maybe you do, but I know that I had a big old chip and crack and ended up using him several times to fix my work. That's Windshield Crackmaster. Windshield and Repair. Doug McConnell's with me this morning. We have a few minutes, but we're at the break. We always talk about the juice, and the juice this morning was Omicron.
Ah, yes. Well, Omicron, and I'm not a virologist, but I've certainly been a physician here for over 50 years now in California and been through other viral episodes. What COVID caught us in a new fashion with actually new technology and massive new testing. But Omicron has come along. My wife and I were both vaccinated. We were very, very glad to get vaccinated because best of knowledge, as our knowledge on this rolled out with time, wasn't like everybody had an absolute playbook. And that has led to some of the confusion and miscommunications on this thing because we were acquiring knowledge and coming to understand the disease really in real time. And so we were both vaccinated, as most 70-somethings should be, based on how that virus performed. And we did well. We also listened to and followed advice related to vitamin D levels and nutrition and other known potential dimensions of this, which it was disappointing to not have that actually ever discussed by our public health services, at least certainly not down in L.A. County where we were in Long Beach. And I can't speak up here, but there were a number of dimensions of warding off viruses and stress and strengthening one's immune system that needed to be really emphasized in public health processes. There seemed to be this wait, if you get sick, come get tested. If you're positive, go home, and then come back to when you are short of breath, which I found really an unusual stance. But that's where we were. In fact, that happened to a neighbor of ours up here. She was 80-something and came through that. She got better. Ultimately, as we had options to treat and monoclonal antibodies, there was a little more aggressive pretreatment, certainly up here, too, thanks to some of the physicians in town. But the real problem as this has evolved is there's two problems, but without getting into names, I think that there were statements made that just weren't medically true coming out of the federal public health stuff, just not medically true. And yet you were not allowed to question that or point that out. There's a measure of censorship and suppression of learned minds, particularly an early study done out of Stanford, which said, no, just because you're counting cases, that's not the virus is much more spread far, far, far wider than public health knew, particularly in Santa Clara County in the fall of 20. And Stanford proved that, but no one wanted to hear that. And they were suppressed. I mean, academically suppressed. And very smart guys who had done the study and showed seroprevalence, showed this virus was running through our society faster than we were ever thinking, which is not to be surprised, really. But there was this adherence to cases. And then they keep counting the cases, and they keep making them cumulative. This is a two-week illness, unless you happen to have the small minority of people that have a much longer exposure. But they're still adding on the cases. And someday they'll have a number potentially as big as the entire population of the country because of the virus. If you look for it, you'll find it in places.
So is it in your opinion, Doug, that you would think that this has become political?
There's no question, absolutely no question, that, and it's not necessarily for our societal betterment that that happened, but this became a political process and divisional, and it became quite heated, and science isn't well treated in politics.
Okay, so we're talking about in America. However, let's flash around the world for a minute. Mm-hmm. Let's just look into it overall. I mean, it did affect. I mean, I remember watching the Andrea Bocelli concert at mm-hmm. Easter, and it showed all of like the world, like great gatherings, the Eiffel Tower and Venice, mm-hmm. and different places that were absolutely empty. It was weird. It was like the world stood still for 2 months. The world, not just America, the world.
There are learned folks that claim the lockdowns didn't help one iota. And that came out, I think, in a paper out of Johns Hopkins by a fellow, Markey, who was immediately suppressed by our own public health service people. But the idea that you could control by just shutting down your economy, it seemed like, well, maybe there's some sense to that. Or you could, quote, flatten the curve. But we went off and did it for 2 years and destroyed things. There was never any quantification at the public health service, because public health is full health, mm-hmm. of the effect of the kids and out of school, masks, still to this day. I think that's foolish. This is not a disease. Now, using California numbers, we worry about children. Last one I looked at, on February 23rd, in the entire state of California, there had only been, over all 2 years, 36 child deaths from COVID in this state. There's about little under 7 million children in the age group between 5 and 17. Of those, 36 deaths, and two-thirds of those had two or more comorbidities. So they were not the average healthy child.
So the word you said with core morbidities.
Comorbidities.
What do you call them?
Meaning
they're
diseases,
okay.
That are the, like someone, if you have cystic fibrosis or asthma, severe asthma, other setups, like chronically ill or being treated for leukemia, would be a horrible thing. So the truth is that the risk of death of a child, on these numbers come from the California Department of Public Health, in 2 years, a 5 to 17-year-old's risk of death from COVID was 1/4,000th the risk of an 80-year-old man.
All right, so let's bring it around because we have 2 minutes.
Yep.
Actually, 1 minute now. Where are we now? Can you tell us in 60 seconds?
I think, Omicron has swept through and I call it God's vaccination. It is basically swept through the society. My wife and I, after being fully vaccinated, both had it. And mm-hmm. we're modestly systemic, and we were better.
Yeah.
So that has spread the immunization. And we all have now known, depending upon if you are allowed to listen to it, is that acquired immunity is better than the vaccines. And again, there are arguments that we'll have over that, often on a political basis. So the society is eventually converting this in pandemic into an endemic. This is a virus that we all deal with. And our bodies will have an immune stance to it.
Right.
But it's taken some time and some misery. But the panic and the economic shutdown.
Oh.
The only two deaths I personally know from COVID disease, one was a 52-year-old woman whose job dried up, and she got horribly depressed. She was a neighbor in Long Beach. She hung herself in her garage.
Mm.
And the other one was a wonderful dear friend who could not get into the VA clinic up here with chest pain. He wasn't real pushy, but he hadn't tested positive, so they wouldn't let him in. And so they had to go get tested and come back. And it was a weekend, and he didn't come back until Monday. And they put him here, and they said, oh, we've got to send you right to the hospital. And he was the fourth day of an evolving heart attack and didn't do well. And so the spinoff of what we locked down was really hurtful and never really talked about.
Well, there'll be studies about that. 10 years from now, there'll be books written about it, et cetera, because we're still in the smack of it, but meaning from the lockdowns. Coming up after this break, we've got Ruth Nicholas. I'm so excited, you guys. She is a person that comes here that we see yearly for the Red Bluff Roundup. We're going to be talking about all the activities. Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, is with me this morning. He is the retired cardiac surgeon, of course, brought up here from Shasta Regional Medical Center, very dear friends of ours, a retired U.S. Army surgeon as well. So thank you for your service, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Wash your hands when keep yourself clean. Give them a good scrub to get them to clean. Use lots of soap.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
I'm gonna love you like I do.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack,
And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Linda Bott, this morning on this beautiful Monday. Looks like we've got rain this whole week. And Dr. Doug McConnell is with me, sitting in for Carl, who is on assignment. He just sent us a picture. He is, you know, you would know he's got these things planned. They went to Lake Elmanor for the turkey hunt. And he is... If you saw the picture, they're laying on their backs, completely camoed up, and they said, "It's a little cold out here in the snow."
Serves them right.
I'm just saying, you know. So anyway, he'll be back tomorrow morning. But with me this morning, or with us this morning, so looking forward to always seeing her, and that's Ruth Nicholas. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And Ruth, every year you come in from, is it Nebraska?
Yes.
Oh.
And come in specifically for the Red Bluff Roundup. We want to know what does Ruth do? You have 11, is it 7 or 11 rodeos that you handle?
I've got 10 this year.
10. All right. Yes. So somewhere between, mm-hmm. let's round it up, 10. So 10 that you fly in, and are you the media coordinator? Tell us a little bit about your job description.
Yeah, media coordinator is probably a good way to put it. My job, and it varies a little bit from rodeo to rodeo, but my job in Red Bluff is write all the news releases that you're getting every Monday, and coordinate all the radio and TV interviews. Like, we're here today, and then Wednesday we come back with John Growney at 7:30.
Love John.
John's wonderful. Then we do some radio in Chico. We do more radio in here. We do TV in here in Chico. And if the TV station comes to the arena, I am their point of contact. I'm the one to say, hey, you want to set up, you want to go live, we're going to be in this spot, we're going to do it this time, here is your guest, that kind of thing.
So, that sounds great. All right, well, you kind of were concise with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that means you need to know the 10 communities. They each have different avenues of getting your message out.
You know? Yes, you do. You get to know the people. You get to know the radio and TV people. You get to know some of the flavor, because every rodeo, every town is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the flavor, and you know the sports teams, and you know the school, a little bit of the schools and the easiest ways to get to the arenas, and you're sort of a native for a week.
I like
which
it.
Is sort of cool, you know. I have families, community friends in 10 different communities across the country.
That's great. Well, we called you because we missed you.
And they wait for you to come back next year.
Yeah, you know the thing about rodeo, every time I go to a town for a rodeo, it's party time.
It's upbeat.
Yeah.
I bet everybody, you have a wardrobe, girl. Every time I see you, I'm like, where'd you get that? You know, how fun to go to some of the shops and everything during the rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
It's always great stuff. You've talked about, we've got you for, don't we have you till 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. So let's discuss some of the things that, and so now we know that you come from Nebraska. You fly in here. Do you stay actually in Red Bluff?
Yes.
So you drove here today for this interview. Let's talk about what's new, what's happening at the Red Bluff Roundup. I know the Saturday night grandstands are sold out.
Yes, Saturday afternoon, yes.
Saturday afternoon, that's right. So we've got some different times. Let's talk about this.
Get your Friday night tickets. Friday night, 7 p.m. Sunday afternoon is 1:30. And get your tickets now. Don't wait. I mean, you can wait, but don't get mad at us if you get to the gate Friday night or Sunday and there's no tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy them anywhere but on our website. There's some resellers, and we can't guarantee their tickets, and they may charge you up to 5 times what we're charging you. So go to RedBluffRoundup.com to get your tickets.
Okay, hear that, folks.
Or the office in Red Bluff if you happen to be going through town.
Right. RedBluffRoundup.com. Mm-hmm. This happens with the Civic. They're scalpers. This happened when I went to go see Wicked with my mom over in Sacramento, and they were selling tickets for up to $500 mm-hmm. scalpers. So, and you don't know, were they really the seats?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? And ours have that little digital scan code deal. So if they aren't real, we're going to know it.
Well, we have a couple tickets to give away on Easter Sunday. Can you tell us, Easter? We are attending Easter Sunday.
Yay!
They call it Cowboy Church. Why is it Cowboy Church?
Because it has a cowboy flair to it, and there will be a pastor there who does, sort of has the cowboy talk, sort of. Jesus loves cowboys, too.
Yes, yes.
And that'll be in the morning, and the Easter Bunny will make an appearance at the Red Bluff Roundup in the afternoon.
All right, so what time is the church service? Okay, somewhere. We'll find that out. It's probably before the because it says doors open at 11:30.
Yes.
Gates open.
Yes, so that'll be in the morning. It'll be before the gates open.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. We'll find out more about that and talk and give you that. But the rodeo begins at 7 p.m., on April 15th at 2:30 and on April 16th at 1:30. Yeah. I love these afternoon opportunities for people to go. Mm-hmm. So why did we choose to not do night times all across the board?
You know, I don't know. I think it's been a tradition for years. Your weather is still nice. It's not summertime where it's 110 out there, although we have had couple years ago, I think it was very warm on an afternoon, but and then you're done for the evening, and like Saturday night, there's a concert. Doors open at 6 p.m. for Chancey Williams.
Yeah.
So you can just go straight from the roundup, have a little break, have a little supper, and go to the concert. So that's sort of cool, too.
And there's food, and there's all kinds of wonderful things, of course, at the rodeo. Now, in your experience, now that you're doing 10 rodeos, or you've in the past have had numerous with your vocation, doing what you're doing, do you see some of the same rodeo cowboys and cowgirls that do the circuit?
That is a great question. Yes. Those cowboys and cowgirls are independent contractors. They can choose to go wherever they want. A lot of them that you see in Red Bluff, you're going to see in Redding in a month. They'll go across the nation, and so you do see a lot of the same ones. And the cool thing about Red Bluff is that we are the biggest rodeo across the country on this weekend, and a lot of the world champions come because it's such a big rodeo. Our payout will be over $300,000 to those winning cowboys and cowgirls. And so you see a lot of the world champions. You see a lot of people who, for the cowboys and cowgirls, who probably won't win a lot of money because they're not the best, but this is a bucket list rodeo. So they want to enter Red Bluff just to compete in that cool arena.
That is wonderful.
And it's early in the season, right?
And it's early in the season, yeah.
So this is a start of a new year.
Yeah, absolutely. Is this your first one?
For me?
Yes.
I had a couple that I worked, one in January, one in March.
Oh.
Yeah. Indoor.
Indoor.
Very small, pretty small.
Yeah. Okay, fun though. Yeah. Okay, great. So again, we've got tickets 605-4567. If you'd like to sit, we got a couple, tickets for, the Section 11, which is really great. And, we'd love to have you join us. We'll be there. So 605-4567. We've got two tickets for Easter Sunday for the Red Bluff Roundup. Ruth Nicholas is with us and we've got a few minutes. Do you have some questions, Doug?
Well, I do. I was actually asked that these, folks are all independent contractors, which sort of goes along with the cowboy, cowgirl image. I mean, they seem pretty independent, but they're not like a booking agency or?
No. You know, that's the unusual thing about pro rodeo, which in a way makes it sort of cool.
Sure.
Those guys and gals will pay an entry fee to compete. So they have to pay, we like to say we have to pay, they have to pay to play.
Sure.
So only if you're the top 5 or 6 or 10 in your event will you win money. So it's sort of a game of odds that you're going to probably compete somewhere and probably not win money. And like in the bull riding, about 75, I think a good rider will only cover about 50% of his bulls. And that's a good rider.
Cover his bulls.
Make a qualified ride. Make an 8-second ride.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a mental game of, hey, I may get bucked off a bull, but I'm going to get on the next one and forget what I did at the last rodeo.
Or forget a lot of stuff. So by the time they're really trying to get into a rodeo, they've been doing a lot more. In other words, it's a career.
Yes.
Without a lot of winnings until you can get to, until you get to that where they're willing to risk money to get to a pot.
It has to be a game that you love because there is not, nobody is going to get rich at rodeo.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what. If you're a cowboy or a cowgirl or if you're at the back end working it. But it's something you love, and I think that's what makes it even more special because the people who do it love it. They're not doing it for the money.
Yeah.
Sure. And that makes it very cool to me.
I love horse people, and, you know, I grew up with them, and I didn't have them for many, many years, but I was always drawn to, like, doing a trail ride or going somewhere. Now we have a horse, Ruth.
Yes.
We
really?
Have a horse, and the guy, and where we board her, Odina, who is a beautiful Overo paint, that guy goes out and competes as a roper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does. His passion is to, he's got this beautiful ranch with the stables and he team ropes. So, and goes out and, yeah, and like you said, you better love it.
Better love it.
Ken, you won those two tickets. Come by, our station at, located at Market Street here and get your tickets. We're going to take a break here at KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond. You know, every time I look at my kitchen granite counter, I think of Mike, who completely came in and reformatted my countertops and my backsplashes, and he's got your backsplash, girl. Since 2004, he's been many years in the same location off of Caterpillar Road. We're going to take a break. We have another 15-minute segment with Ruth Nicholas, who is here on behalf of the Red Bluff Roundup. Tis the season, folks. We'll be right back.
I've traded my soul for some blacktop and white painted lines. Living this way, well, I may never make it to heaven. Ah, but boys, if we're lucky, we'll be in Wyoming tonight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
All right, coming on in here with some of that Red Bluff Roundup talent. Who is that? Who is that?
That is Chancey Williams.
All right.
Who will be Saturday night.
Wanted to just bring that up. Can you play that a little bit? Pull that back up again. All right, we'll take that any minute. Hey, you know what? Not a bad looker, can I just say? Saw that picture and went,
Who are you talking about?
The man who was just singing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was smiling.
The dude, the dude who was, like, not bad to look at, just singing, okay? So once you get past that, okay, let's get back onto the rodeo.
Sounds like you didn't get past that.
I lived in Nashville for 5 years. I loved it. Okay. Ruth Nicholas is with us this morning. We're talking about the Red Bluff Roundup and some of the things. We gave tickets away to Ken, and it opens when? Let's see more. Let's go back into, like, it's brand new.
Friday night, 7 p.m., Saturday afternoon, 2:30, which is, that show is sold out, but some of you may have your tickets purchased. Sunday afternoon at 1:30. But there's more than just the rodeo. There's the mixer Thursday night. There's the golf tournament Friday. There's the parade Saturday at 10 a.m.
Oh.
There's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes on.
All right. This is what we're seeing. The 11 days of Roundup. Kiwanis pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is the 101st.
Yeah.
What happened?
101st annual. Edition.
I can't even believe
Pretty
it.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Sure.
And you know what? Cowboys are going to be cowboys throughout the year, and we were talking about some people feel like cowboying and the rodeo is a little too rough for their eyes, but guess what? It's something that's been done for years and years and years and years, and calf roping and those kinds of things are how you bring them in.
You know, it's sort of cool that rodeo is about the only sport that was born from an industry.
Correct.
Those skills that are used in the rodeo arena, and of course they've been modified over the last 100 years of rodeo, but those skills started as skills that you needed on ranches, and you still need on ranches today to take care of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very useful skills.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Specialty Act, because we always love what goes on in the Specialty Act. You've got it says in writing, Mexican Charro Thomas Garcilaso is in the house, !
He is awesome. Tomas has been around the world entertaining. He's a charro, which does all the roping skills. He has a gorgeous, gorgeous American quarter horse that he can stand on and rope while he's standing on him. I mean, he's just fabulous. He wears the charro outfit.
Yeah.
He's very traditional. I think he's like fifth generation. And then he's got a little boy who's 7 who gets out there in the arena with him, and it's like a mini me doing some of the same things his dad does on a pony that looks very similar to Tomas's horse. He's really good. He's worth the price of admission just to see him.
I love that. And we have something new to see.
Yes. Yeah.
Very, very excited about that. I love people when they have these specialty acts. There's never a break in the action, right? You've got bucking horses, bulls, roping, wrestling, plus horse racing. Is that happening?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone?
Oh, yeah. They'll do the horse races on the track in front of the grandstands while there's action going on in the arena. So, honestly, I don't like that because I got to be looking. I want to see all of it, and I'm missing something because you can't look at two things at one time.
What stands out for you? You've got 10 rodeos that you do throughout the nation. What stands out for you, Ruth, for Red Bluff in the Red Bluff Roundup?
Probably the crowd. How the crowd gets into it. That place will be packed. They'll be cheering to where when they cheer, it gives you goosebumps because they're so excited to be there. It's so much fun. It's just a tradition. I mean, some of these fans have been passed down tickets from one generation to another. They're, you know, third, fourth generation family coming to the roundup. It makes me proud to be involved in the Western industry. It makes me proud to be an American. Rodeo is not scared to be patriotic. And that is very refreshing.
I love this. You also put in your press release and some of the stuff about mentoring kids, which is really a feeling, I think, when you bring your family to the rodeo, there is a communication that happens that makes you not afraid to express yourself.
Yeah, I think cowboys in general have never been scared to say what they think, which sometimes can right. get them in trouble, but honestly, they're not scared of being responsible. They're not scared of individualism. They just do it.
They don't have to be politically correct or woke.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And every rodeo I've been, patriotism, the American flag stands high.
Yes.
And great reverence. I was asked to introduce the Star-Spangled Banner up here once, which was a great honor. And I reminded the audience that the first stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner ends with a question for us to each mm-hmm. answer every day. Mm-hmm. And people can go through the words and they'll see this question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an unanswered question because it is up to us to provide that answer
yes.
every day.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it, Doug. I never thought of that. You know, I've had to, it's always my honor to be able to perform
mm-hmm.
The Star-Spangled Banner at events. And I always look at the flag and I think of the bones, the blood, and mm-hmm. The people who gave their life for the freedoms of our country and the honor in that. And there's something that happens. A spirit takes over anyway. So mm-hmm. I never know what's going to come out. I think I know a key, but I'm not really sure. It just happens to be like whatever my heartbeat is that day. But that's what that represents, the blood, the bones, and the red, white, and blue of our body
mm-hmm.
that goes into the making of the flag.
It's actually a conversation between two men, Francis Scott Key mm-hmm. and a physician that he was sent to rescue. And they're watching this bombardment. And out of their interchange, they're captured on a British ship, watching from a British ship the bombardment. And the rest, the words you know, but you have to realize it's just two men.
And in the studio, the sun comes out and it's like, oh!
Well, we said patriotism, the American flag.
It flashes right here. It gleams in through the window. Hey, Ruth Nicholas yeah. is our guest. We've been talking about the Red Bluff Roundup, which begins on April 15th. And it's tough enough to think pink is on Friday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yes, the tough enough to wear pink, yes. Wear your pink on Sunday because
okay.
we do a fundraiser for St. Elizabeth.
That sounds great. And we do, I'm sorry.
I have a question for you.
All right. Before we do that, we've got two tickets on the Sunday that you're talking about, the Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. That is April 17th. That's right. Okay. So I have my dates mixed up. But we have two tickets to sit in Section 11, which are great seats. You won't be in the cupboard. So just know that. But we would love to give you these two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup Sunday, Easter Sunday. There will be a cowboy church beforehand. You can check that out later. We'll give you some times on that. The doors open, gates open at 11:30, and this rodeo begins at 1:30. So, Doug, you have a question?
Oh, my question, the parade. I love rodeo parades. Where does it take place in town, and what off-ramp one get off the I-5? You may not know.
I don't know exactly. I know it goes on Antelope Boulevard, the one that runs east and west, and then it goes north, I think, on Main Street.
It's big. One off-ramp as you head south takes you right on to Antelope,
yeah.
but if that's closed,
that's
for
678,
parade,
I think.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
one better get off beforehand
yes.
on Main.
Yeah, I'd get off before or the one south and then come back.
Okay, yeah that was my... I just want to know how would I navigate to the parade, which I love.
Yeah, they're always huge. Everybody
so
loves them.
So Antelope Boulevard is mm-hmm. is the parade.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank and you. North to Main and then, yeah.
All right, so they officially sold out for Saturday's mm-hmm. performance of the 101st, but there's still tickets left for Friday and Sunday, so go to the RedBluffRoundup.com. Okay, Ruth, closing thoughts. We got a couple minutes.
Just come out. I mean, it's a great way. That's how you enjoy time with your family, your kids, your significant other, your bring your mother-in-law. You forget your problems. You just have fun. I mean, we don't always have enough fun. We're so worried. Well, I guess I'm a grown up, but you worry about bills and
yeah.
healthcare and
right.
And so you for 3 hours you forget what's going on. Sunday, the wild ride.
Ooh.
Oh, you got to see that. Those cowboys dress up in costume.
Oh,
after
I can't
the
wait.
Rodeo. It's not PRCA sanctioned. It's
right.
not pro rodeo sanctioned.
Right.
But they dress up in these crazy awesome costumes and ride bucking horses.
Oh my God.
And they have a great time. They spray funny string. Silly string on each other. Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Is this part of the rodeo? Or
well, it's really sort of after the rodeo.
Oh.
It's unique to Red Bluff. Nobody else in the country does it. Okay. So it's fun.
That's so there you go. All right. So we'll be out there Sunday. Perfect. Look for 605-4567. You can get two tickets for Sunday's Red Bluff Roundup. Ruth, thank you. It's always so great to see you. We'll be seeing some more Red Bluff Roundup special guests on
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait. I will be here with Bells on to see John Growney. It's so great to be with you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank
My
you
pleasure.
For being on the show.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Great,
we come
great
back.
To meet you.
We've got Doug McConnell here co-hosting with me. This is Linda Bott. Coming up is Shasta College and all the good things. We've got a bunch of people in the lobby coming on in, so we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The invasion shifts to eastern Ukraine, according to EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell.
I'm afraid the Russian troops are massing on the east to launch an attack on the Donbas. The Ukrainians are very much aware of that. So I'm afraid on the next day the war will increase on the Donbas.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says a civilian death toll in the southern port city of Mariupol could reach the tens of thousands. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has visited Kiev. Johnson seen in video on a walking tour with President Zelensky. The White House says there are no plans for President Biden to travel to Ukraine. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying that President's approach to high energy prices is absurd, begging other countries, and some of them not so friendly to the U.S., to pump more oil while refusing to ramp up America's domestic production.
The administration needs to take the shackles off of domestic production. We can meet our own needs and we can export and help the Europeans as they wean themselves away from Russian oil and gas.
A senator from Kentucky on Fox News Sunday. A cable failure blamed for a manhole explosion in New York's Times Square last evening. The blast panicked tourists who ran for their lives. No one was hurt. Tesla CEO Elon Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors after all. No explanation for why, but Musk remains Twitter's biggest shareholder. Stocks deep in the red this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow's down 157 points, NASDAQ Composite Index off 243 points, and the S&P 49 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
North Korea marking the 10th anniversary of dictator Kim Jong-un's official rise to power. Big state-orchestrated celebrations will mask deep underlying problems in the isolated communist enclave.
Kim Jong-un, only 28 when he became the head of the ruling Workers' Party 10 years ago, has been graced with a new portrait for the anniversary. There's also an exhibition, and perhaps later this week a military parade. One senior North Korean politician described him as a gifted thinker, outstanding statesman and peerless commander. For all the celebrations, North Korea has become poorer since Mr. Kim took over, and his country is just as isolated as it ever was. But Mr. Kim's pursuit of advanced weapons means the outside world will never ignore him.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Israeli forces have fatally shot two Palestinians in confrontations across Israel and in the West Bank. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two Buffalo, New York cops cleared of any wrongdoing in a riot injury investigation.
An arbitrator ruled two officers did not violate the department's use of force guidelines when they pushed a 75-year-old protester to the ground in June of 2020 during violent riots following the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The protester spent about a month in the hospital with a fractured skull and brain injury. In a decision this week, the mediator wrote the level of force was justified because the protester refused to comply with orders to leave the scene, was acting erratically and had walked directly in front of one of the officers. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Once a huge presence on the American retailing scene, Kmart, now down to its final four stores in the U.S., and one of those, a store in New Jersey, will close April 16th. Kmart once boasted well over 2,000 stores, now down to the final holdouts in a retail world dominated by Walmart, Target, and Amazon. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to our 8 o'clock edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. With me this morning, co-hosting and sitting in for Carl, who is on assignment, is our Dr. Doug McConnell, retired cardiac surgeon from Shasta Regional.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are also a former Army surgeon.
That was.
And a husband and a father and a grandfather to how many?
And an aviator. Oh, grandfather to 11.
A grandfather, I love that. 11 grandchildren.
Yep.
Which I think is really great and kind of segues into, well, first of all, we've got a couple of things we've got to do before we go right into our program. We have Ashley at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. On top of being National Pet Day and National Barbershop Quartet Day, it is also Submarine Day and Cheese Fondue Day.
The Submariner's
well,
got a
fondue
day.
Fondue to good you, too. Them. Okay. Who was talking about it? Oh, my mom was talking about in Sacramento at the theater company. There's a fondue place across the way. And I said, well, I haven't done fondue in ages. That'd be kind of interesting. Currently 51 degrees. The sun is kind of poking through right now, but it looks like we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms. They talk about in this forecast here, with gusts up to 33 miles today, but it's saying that we could have thunderstorms after 8 o'clock. Tonight calls for, so then we have a high of 56 and overnight lows of 34. Tuesday calls for rain and then guess what? Some snow perhaps. With a high of 59 and overnight lows of 36. Wednesday calls again 70% chance of rain with our highs of 57 and overnight lows of 44. And Thursday calls for showers with a 56 and overnight lows of 42. So, you know, right when you think you're going to change your closet out, put away your boots and your sweaters. Here we go. Don't do it yet. We got a whole another week, and that's fabulous. We'll take it. We love it. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And as we look forward, Doug, to this segment, always we have Shasta. Once a month, we have Shasta College. Peter Griggs puts together a wonderful program
that's
for
great.
Us. We never know who we're going to have on and what segment and what area of Shasta College. And when I told you, Doug, that they were going to come in today and we mm-hmm. asked if you would co-host with me this morning,
mm-hmm.
you had wonderful things to say about Shasta College.
Well, I think it's an asset in the community with multiple programs over there. A good friend of mine who used to be, from Shasta Regional runs the whole segment. But it's something that has something for everyone. And it needs to be explored and appreciated. And I've not been an active person of it, but a college or an higher educational facility changes a community.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Both for opportunity as well as what goes on.
Right. So we have Beverly.
And that's not a paid announcement.
No.
That's a personal. I moved up here from Long Beach and recognize the presence.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that because that means a lot from you with somebody with your background, Stanford, UCLA.
And half my nurses had gone through that program.
Yeah.
And they were the best critical care nurses I'd ever worked with.
So what you were
dedicated.
Doing, yeah, your surgery here at Shasta Regional, of course. Like mm-hmm. I said, you're a cardiac surgeon. We've talked about that you are the guy and have been the guy when it came to any kind of like heart problems or anything like that. We just always felt in very unsafe hands if we had to come. If anything ever happened to us, God, Doug's in town. Isn't that great?
We used to have their nurses in the operating room.
Dr. McConnell.
I would show them a heart as, you know, we opened it before we go in the heart-lung machine. And that was usually an awe-inspiring moment for most nursing students to actually see a human heart work.
Yeah.
I pick it up and say, well,
you So you've had wonderful things to say, of course, yep. because you have nurses that, have been through Shasta College. With us this morning is an area, a subject that we haven't really had on before, and I just find it fascinating. We'll start off with Beverly Maloli. Is it Charsha?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the Shasta College ECE Lab Director. Lab. Let's talk about what ECE stands for.
Sure. ECE stands for Early Childhood Education.
I was an early childhood.
That's
something we all have.
Yeah, everybody has either been in early childhood education or knows someone who has. That was a joke. I'm glad you brought up the nursing department because we have a lab school for early childhood education, and our child development students observe in the lab and work in lab, but the nursing students on campus also observe in the lab because they need to see typically developing children before they can help children that might be sick or having problems. So they come to our lab as well.
And some of them may say that's a good skill set for handling physicians.
That's true.
Well, because when you think about going into a specialty, let's say you're going into, again, nursing, nursing doesn't mean 18 and older.
Right.
Not at all.
I mean, you know, the human body, I mean, how do you deal with the psychology of a child? So when you talk about lab director, is mm-hmm. it literally like a thinking lab or a physical, like a laboratory?
Well, it's a physical lab, so it's a preschool. I think everyone's mm-hmm. heard of that term.
Yes.
So we have children that are 3 to 5 years old who come to us for school. And then we have regular preschool teachers, one of them sitting next to me, and she was also a Shasta College student one time. She's going to tell you her story. And then we have college students as well teaching, and that's the next person over sitting next to me. She's going to tell you her story. So we have people in the lab school teaching, but then we have children from the community. We have children from people who work at the college. Mm-hmm. We have students who attend college who drop their children off while they're attending college. So we have children from all over coming together, and then their teachers are teaching them, but then also college students are observing them. So we have an observation room where students can observe what's happening in the classroom.
So how did you get involved? If you don't mind, Dishal, just as you're talking about this, you're the director of mm-hmm. this lab. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your history. What got you involved in this vocation?
Sure. So, again, the nursing kind of reminds me of my story because I wanted to be a nurse mm-hmm. and I was taking pre-nursing classes at San Joaquin Delta College. And my human development class kept saying, well, in my child development class, we observe babies. And in my child development class, we do this project with preschoolers. And I kept thinking, gosh, that sounds like fun. I ended up taking her class and then taking all the classes. And then fast forward, I ended up living and working in Los Angeles for 20 years until I landed my dream job at Shasta College as the lab school director last August. So I'm the new guy.
Well, congratulations.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's fascinating. So what you have is a win-win. You have a facility at which employees and students can leave their kids mm-hmm. there so that you have a regular enrollment. And then you also train students as well as carry out any other studies that might be there. So basically, it's a little bit like medical training where you eventually, as a medical student, get out into a hospital because you ultimately have to see the real world, or a nursing student. You have to basically work. So that you've brought it right on campus. And so I can see management likes having the fact that people don't, you know, that you have a place where you have your employees, their kids are safe, and they know who's taking care of them. And then meanwhile, you're training the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it's, how long has that program been running?
About 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then obviously there's a major or a training program from this that comes from classes that are centered on their own child development center.
Yes, that's correct. So we have an associate of science degree with transfer okay. and another associate degree. People can get an associate degree and become preschool teachers. They can get an associate degree and transfer and get their bachelor's degree mm-hmm. in child development and still be a preschool teacher, or they could be a preschool director like I am. There's many, many fields you can go into. You can end up kindergarten or first grade teaching. Lots of people move on to other things, and lots of people stay like me forever, and like Wendy.
Well, we're going to be talking to our other guest here that's a Shasta College student, Nicole, and Wendy, who's an alumni. She got she has her AA degree in early childhood education and currently the lead teacher in the lab preschool. We'll be getting to them after this break. Because, you know, one of the things that we were talking about with Ruth and Dr. Doug McConnell, was like how the shutdown. We know that there's a tsunami effect, in Thailand when the water was sucked out, was out there for a long time. We're still dealing with this major after effect. Where are the bodies? Where's all the stuff? How's that going to affect our lives? You guys are smack in the middle of what that is like for our children who are developing and how they're coping with this, what we've all gone through as a world. So let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. I know it's a heavy subject, but it's right here and everybody's thinking about it, so let's talk about it.
Correct.
We're so happy Peter put this together. He's looking at me like, what kind of bomb did you just drop? It's real, folks.
Well, we have 3 and 4 year old kids at your school who basically spent at least two years or more masked.
Yeah.
All their childhood development. I have my own opinions on why that should never have happened.
But all right. But
carry on.
And we're going to come right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Feel Good Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your watch fixing, the prongs, doing whatever you need to get done for your wonderful estate or your jewelry. And we all know that we have stuff that we really cherish, so it's important to take care of it. Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. You can call in at 605-4567 if you've got questions. We'd love to bring you on the air.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend
depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack. And these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with...
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad I looked back at you because I keep going into... I do a false beginning there, Ashley. I need to look over through the glass and see our producer. By the way, Ashley's at the helm. Good morning and welcome back to our show. We're very excited, of course, on this Monday morning to have our Shasta College segment. Peter Griggs puts together always something wonderful. And with me this morning is Doug McConnell. I know that Peter's over here like, let's not go down the COVID route, you know, because it's like so, oh, hash. But we were discussing, because we're here with the Shasta College lab director for early childhood education and development, along with the Shasta College student, Nicole, and Wendy Horde, who is the Shasta College alumni teacher. We're talking about what it is to get back in without the masks and teach our kids and have a lab for people who are going into the learning how to teach with observation and hands-on. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wendy. So can you elaborate a little bit on that, or should we go to Wendy? Wendy. What's this been like for you?
Well, I have to actually say that it's very important to have that face-to-face contact mm-hmm. with a young child. You can do eye contact, and that's all great and everything. You can tell I'm smiling when I have a mask on, but, you know, children really do need the whole facial expressions to understand emotions and to get the gist of conversation. Whether it's, you know, if somebody's feeling frustrated, you know, you're going to see that scowl on their mouth. You're going to mm-hmm. see that body language through the face. And it's very important. Those are very important stages for the young children to understand. As well as the phonetics that you mm-hmm. were talking about. I mean, some of them are really developing those muscles in their mouths as well as using their lips to say certain sounds. So when they don't have that modeling that they see from the adult, the teachers, and the student teachers as well, it's really hard for them to embrace being able to.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey, your story.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I started ECE, I'm sorry, I'm going to age myself, way back in 1988, taking early childhood education at Yuba City High School. I did an ROP class. I was a high school student in Sutter and thought, oh, I'm going to be this person that has to drive a car. So I told my parents I had to take this ECE class so I could get a car. So, little did I know, I became a aunt at a young age, and I was really enjoying that. So I went ahead and took this ROP class, fell in love with it, and I got my car. And
smart.
You know, you're really smart when you really want to drive, especially at 16. So it just went from there. I came to Shasta College, which was another really awesome aspect. I came from a very small town, graduating with 60 at Sutter High School. And so my mom was like, oh yeah, no, you're not going to the big Bay Area college that you want to. We're going to put you over here at the Shasta Community College, where it was a small environment, where, you know, there was a good 60 people in the cafeteria alone, little did my mom know. But it was a small environment classroom, and it really helped me come from a small town to take these ECE classes. So I had a really great counselor, Mr. Brooks, at the time, and he says, well, why don't you, do you want to work while you're trying to get you know, trying to get your degree. And so he got me right into ECE. I was able to start working in 91. I was, and so actually I've been a preschool teacher since 1991, and I just kept going to school and got all the degrees. And lo and behold, I worked 21 years at St. Joseph's for their preschool, and in 2015, I landed my dream job over at Shasta College.
Oh, man. That's just a great story. And I happen to think that I love the little people, the preschool, because this is when they start, because this is the, in my opinion, and I've never been a mother. I've been a step parent, an auntie, been around kids that way. But I feel that when they're little, this is the shaping, the molding, this is their, where they learn manners, they learn respect, they learn, they just are sponges. I just spent some time with my grand nephews who are, and when you talk to them, they hear you. They hear everything. So even if it's a joke, you know, they're processing. So I think that this is a magic time, and that every little detail matters. And the teacher and the mentoring of these children are so important to do positive reinforcement, to get their imagination, be, let it go wild. And so thank you so much for being able to lift the masks and have that communication back into the touching and the feeling and the smelling and the tasting and all those senses that go into, am I right? You guys are shaking your head, but we're on radio. We're on radio, so we need yes or no. Yes.
Absolutely. I think their social skills have been, in the last 2 years, a little bit to where they don't have that self-esteem as much. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of stenched a little bit on their, you know, feeling really good about being able to communicate. I think I'm really cautious of, you know, the last 2 years, what those have done for kindergartners and first graders going into the world. Woohoo, they're lifted, and so we can kind of move on. I've seen some children out in the community still wearing masks. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's by choice or if that's just because of a security thing. But, you know, luckily, you know, at the preschool age, we're definitely going to be feeling the rest and easiness of being able to.
You guys, from being from the teacher aspect, where young kids are seeing what we don't understand. I don't know. Doug, you've got 11 grandchildren.
Yes.
So you know what, watching what they did if they had to mask down in Long Beach.
Well, yeah, unfortunately you had these institutions with markets, schools, fortunately I think one of the daycare centers, it was important to get them off. There was never any mask indication for kids being of medical benefit that ever talks about. It was pure fear. And they don't wear them very well. You can't seal them. And your point about we all communicate with our masks. That's why guys in all our cowboy movies, you put a mask over your face and you're a robber. No one can identify you. Or you cover up eyes. It's fascinating. But the face is a whole structure. And people who are paralyzed, you immediately see how hard it is to communicate with a stroke. But, I had a three-year-old grandchild who was going to speech therapy, except because of laws and rules, the therapist had to cover her face. And he had to wear a mask in front of her. And I said, this is absurd. It's about the training. I won't go into the details. But it was crazy. Absolutely idiocy. And I'm not referring to the people involved.
Right.
But the point was, it was a horrible impediment in the development of children. And we should never, as a society, ever, ever, ever let this come back. That's my personal opinion. And it was a overshoot and an oversimplification of whatever they were trying to treat.
So we're here today, Doug, and that's great. I know you have a heavy stance on that, and and that's great because you are a surgeon and retired.
Oh, I wear a mask every day.
Yes, I know you understand it very, very well. But we are here. We're also discussing this childhood development. We're with the lab director, early childhood development. These are the experts that are with us this morning that are teaching the teachers to teach. So we're going to come back with Nicole and Wendy here with Shasta College. This is Linda Bott. I love the conversation. I love what we're having here. Very rich. And Peter, is trying to keep us, charted on course here. And we're going to be right back after these messages.
Chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Seasons inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch on Sunday, April 17th. Brunch 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. See the full menu and prices at windriver.com. Children 5 and under free. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Leave Easter brunch to us and find your moment at the river.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take the chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last?
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Is that from Aladdin?
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. It's an acapella style.
Which, with our young students here, a whole new world. That's
I know.
What they're offering at Shasta College.
Well, you know, early development for children You know, I mean, back in my day, I can just, that's all you can do is go by your own experience, is, you know, you kind of went to, didn't, I don't think I did preschool. I did kindergarten, and I think there probably was fourth grade, which maybe that was preschool before the kindergarten, but it's not like you went, now everything's starting at two, or babies. Like my niece, my great-grandniece, her baby's 6 months old. And is in a preschool for babies because she works and he works. And so she said, well, actually the babies are learning how to put a block on a something or whatever. So I, you know, these are developmental skills, which is great. So we are going to be talking with one of the students, which is, Nicole Romero. And she is, good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to wanting to do this.
Okay. Well, my name's Nicole, obviously, and I'm a mother of three teenagers, and I used to say that my ECE journey started by accident, but I feel more like it was fate. I started my college life at College of the Siskiyous, and like Beverly, I wanted to be a nurse, and so I started taking pre-nursing classes, and after the first semester, I said, I hate this. This is not what I wanted to do, but I guess I've always had it in me to help people, and so I started to think, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my life? And my husband lost his job. We moved down here from Mount Shasta. And I started going through a CalWORKs program, and I won't get too much into that, but they said, you know, we want to get you into college. We want to, you know, figure out what your strengths are, what your skills are. And I was a teen mom, so I had my first son at 15. And so by the time I was 20-something, I said, you know what? I'm really great with kids. Let's just try this. You know, I've been doing this for a little while. And so I took my first class at the college, ECE 9, and I fell in love. I just fell in love, and I've never looked back since. And now I'm going to graduate with my AA May 20th, so I'm really excited about that.
Oh, congratulations. That just brings tears to my eyes because Peter brings in people such as yourselves from Shasta College that have these wonderful, Oprah used to, she coined the phrase the aha moment, mm-hmm. where you just know it lines up. And it happens at Shasta College a lot. Some of the most beautiful outreach to our community that we can do is having you on the air for that testimony.
Yes,
powerful. Great.
So what I heard is because of Shasta College and the program and that you found this niche that you want, but you're never going to have a job. You're going to have a vocation. And there's a big difference. A vocation is what really, when you go into a world of professionalism, is what you aspire, be it teaching, medicine, nursing. But now in your ECE, if the program is that good, you're going to graduate in a month, a little over
a month,
with a vocation. And you can take that wherever you want, and you will do wonderfully, I'm sure, because it's not a job.
Yes. I tell my kids all the time, if you can love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So.
There you go. That's simpler said. Yes.
Share with our audience, our listening audience. People are in the cars, they're parking, they're going to work, they're listening in and out of the rooms is what they say. They catch segments. So share with our listeners now about this journey. You're graduating. You found this thing that you love as far as teaching. Are you going to be a preschool or a kindergarten? What do you want to do? What's it look like for you? And what right now, how long has it taken you to accomplish this?
Okay. So first, it has taken me quite a while. Life has just loved throwing me curveballs, and I've gone in and out of being at school, only doing half semesters, just trying to be a parent, finish school. And so it has taken a while, a decade, that I have been on this ECE journey, but I've loved every minute of it. The teachers, the instructors, the directors, everybody who's part of the ECE program, they are there for the kids, but they're also there for us. They are constantly supporting us in our education to help further our careers. Anything that they can do, they're there for us. And it has just helped my journey personally a lot in figuring out what I want to do. And I do want to be a preschool teacher.
Yeah.
I want to teach. I just love the littles. I've had experience in middle school and things like that, being a paraprofessional in the school districts, but the early childhood education, it's all based off relationships and that's what I'm passionate about. And so that's what I want to do.
I can recall my second, my third, and my fourth grade teachers. Now, that just probably, you know, I lived in the country and it was a small school. But then, like, and then fifth grade, but sixth, seventh, things changed around. I did have some mentors that I remembered, but, you know, Mrs. Crushrew, you know, it's funny how you can, I'm going to be 64.
Ooh, don't tell
May.
Us that.
No, I mean, it's true. It's just, the number isn't real. You know, it's just not real. Because I don't feel what that age is behind my body, you know. But it's interesting how a teacher can sear memories into your soul that are life-changing.
Mm-hmm. It's very true.
Inside your program, are there subspecialties or focuses? I mean, so when she started, she was going into the program, but how do you guide someone towards preschool, kindergarten, whatever?
Right. So, yes, within our program, people can specialize in infant-toddler studies. They can get a certificate in family child care if they want to have their own family child care. They can get an associate in science degree and, you know, be a preschool teacher. Mm-hmm. It really depends on what they become interested in throughout the program. I don't know if that's what's different about ECE, but I think it is. Usually people are working while they're taking classes in ECE. as you just heard, yes. And I did that too. I worked, you know, for probably 12 years while I was going to school also. Mm-hmm. So people really kind of figure out where their passion is, and wherever your passion is with early childhood, Shasta College has a program for you.
So it's flexible,
mm-hmm.
and then there are these internal pathways of
mm-hmm.
specialty.
Right.
And you also mentioned with transfer. In other words, it can be a pre-4-year degree.
Yes,
pathway.
It can. Yes, it can. We have a lot of people transfer to Chico. We have people transfer to Southern Oregon University. We mm-hmm. have people go to Simpson. People go all over the place and are very successful.
Well, it's great to hear Nicole's story because, Nicole, it took many years because life happens. And so here you are, and congratulations in May. You're going
Thank
to have
you so
your degree.
Much.
I think you're going to be great. Well, I know you're going to be great at what you are about ready to do for the world.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, Wendy, what are you, when this is alumni, being a teacher in the lab preschool, can you give us a little bit, we've got about 4 minutes before our next break, a little bit of an insight visually for our drivers, people riding around listening to the radio, what you do in a day?
Okay, so I have a constant giggle that we have at Shasta College is that our preschool students are actually Shasta College students.
Yes.
So we are the 2037 Shasta College graduates. I actually started over at the dorms, which is next door to the preschool. So, you know, we always talk about the Shasta College. Oh, that's where I started school when I came to Shasta College. I think one of the parts that we might have missed is that Shasta College also segues into other programs too. Like, I'm a part of the Mentor Teacher Program, which is a fantastic, great group of women in the community that teach early childhood education, whether it be in, and these are all alumni from Shasta College as well. They've all taken classes to build their family daycares, to be preschool teachers out in the community. So it's not just Shasta College that we're providing teachers for, but it's also, you know, the different preschools, in the state preschools, family daycares, and private preschools as well. And that's part of how we are able to mentor the student teachers at Shasta College. I'm sorry. I kind of think I went a little opposite direction of what
you
were
saying.
No, that's
all right. You go ahead and go with it because what's a day like? Look like what your day looks like when people attend their classes.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, my day starts with the littles, which is, you know, it's our favorite part of it. And then, you know, we perform our song and dance in front of the observation room, which, you know what, actually you just become immune to it. You don't even know you're being watched half the time. It may have, you know, a good six people in there observing our classroom. It may be empty, but we don't know because we're just doing our normal duties of working with the children, getting down on their level. It just, the stuff that we've learned, which thank God to all the wonderful instructors, shout out to all those wonderful instructors at Shasta ECE, that instructor community, because everything just becomes natural. You know, when you take ECE classes, it's a lot of books and it's a lot of putting your mind to the grindstone of how to do these practices well. But once you're on the floor with the children, it just comes right out of your heart, and all that knowledge just pours right out, and you're really taught to love and teach appropriately.
So the facility is, there's this ongoing real day school that you're describing, mm-hmm. and then students who are in the classrooms, books, exams, and all that, but then they can come in and without intruding on your routines, watch, and then probably with an instructor being pointed out, and we'll watch the techniques, and so you can, they're watching the real process happen.
Absolutely.
It's like coming in and watching an operating room, but mm-hmm. and the students can come in and out and not interrupt what you're doing, and That's great.
We work closely with the instructors.
It's like an aquarium, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. We provide observations from the instructors, and then we were able to kind of perform some of those things in the classroom.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Doug McConnell, our retired cardiac surgeon, is with us this morning as my co-host. Also, he is a former Army surgeon with the U.S. Army, and the list goes on about Doug. So we're going to come back, and I'm sure you've got some questions for our guests. We're here with the Shasta College EC Early Childhood Education. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hot cars!
And cool April night
is back. April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back. Bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome.
And good morning into our final segment here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment, and we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow. All right. Doug McConnell's with
Annie.
Me.
Yep. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. That was really another.
From Annie.
That's, you know. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doug McConnell. Talk about a really good, cool kids show. thank you, Doug, for being here this morning.
I was happy to fill in for Carl just because he wanted to go turkey shooting. I didn't mind.
Well, you know, he's laying there. We saw some great camo pictures of them and off of Lake Almanor in the cold weather and said, we haven't seen anything yet. But, hey, they had to do it, so you know how it goes.
Okay.
All right, 'tis the season. We are here with our final segment, of course, with Beverly, who is the Shasta College Director for the ECE Lab. And we've been talking to Nicole, who is the Shasta College, going to be graduating in May. Congratulations.
May 20th. Oh.
And Wendy Horde, who is an alumni and currently the lead teacher in the lab and at the preschool inside of the Shasta College. But you had some great things you were talking about at the break, Doug. So why don't you just shoot and take the segment?
Well, what I see is a great resource, as well as teaching, people like Nicole. But this is, the kids are winning, and then you have this educational environment that's sort of exciting. But I think there's some key points you want to get across on your messaging. Is you're all here, so start, please, because I think this needs to be heard.
Yeah, sure. Go. Thank you. I think Shasta College is a really special place. Teacher Wendy had brought up the mentoring that we do and the mentor-teacher program, and one of our faculty, Jeannie Veach. I don't know if she's listening at home. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi,
Jeannie. she's the head of that right now, and I'm going to give you some contact information for that in a minute. But I just wanted to talk about what makes our program special and the reason why students love it so much and why we love it so much. People who work there tend to stay a really long time. Nobody wants to leave.
Well, we just have heard about it.
It's just a very special place, and I think part of that has to do with our philosophy, which reminds me of a little story, if there's a second. When I was in kindergarten, and it made me think of when you were mentioning you remembered your kindergarten teacher.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Those good memories stick with you. When I was in kindergarten, I don't know if everybody remembers Underoo underwear. They were like superhero underwear.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had Wonder Woman Underoos.
Okay.
And, it was kind of like a swimsuit back then in the early 80s. And so my kindergarten teacher one day said, now Beverly, if you can keep your clothes on, because obviously I wanted to wear my underoos around the classroom. If you can keep your clothes on, you can wear the witch costume outside, which wasn't allowed.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, I'm 47 years old, and that it's in my mind that happened yesterday.
Yes.
I felt really important.
Yes.
I felt like I was part of the program.
She gave you a responsibility
and
made you like rise to something.
Mm-hmm. To be a witch.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
But to wear the costume was really... Yes.
That was a big deal because the costumes weren't allowed outside, but she negotiated with me. And that makes me think of our program and why it's special. We use a philosophy that's called constructivist. And so, I mean, you might look at any preschool, and I honestly believe almost all preschools are just great.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has their own special thing that they do. And our special thing is constructivism. And so we follow the children's learning rather than telling them what they're going
to be learning. Yeah, everyone's
different.
So you
build on their process.
We do.
That's so important. And I don't know if that was something that happened 30, 40, how many years ago.
Right. It is relatively new.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what makes our place special, and we kind of do that with everybody, with adults and children alike, so everyone feels like they're part of the program, and that's really important. And what we're doing to showcase that right now is we're doing daily documentation, and all of the lead teachers have a turn in daily documenting what's going on in the center through photography, sometimes video, writing words. We have a private Facebook book group that we share with the parents, but this is all done through Google Docs, and each teacher and myself have a day where we showcase what's happening, like a little snippet in the classroom, which can lead to further learning because the children stop and see this board where we have all the pictures, and they can tell their moms and dads, this is what we did yesterday, and it reminds them, and they don't know it, but they're reflecting on what they're learning, and then they're coming back into the classroom with a new idea.
And the parents can look in on this, too.
They can. Mm.
That's really wonderful.
So it's been exciting to bring everybody together, but it's basically that kind of feeling that I think brings everyone together and makes everyone feel kind of like a family and makes everyone feel like they have a voice and that we're all important.
That's really great. So did you ask Doug, and did you cover this? There's a limited spot to observe observation of what it is. Like, for instance, just like a hypothetical would be somebody who maybe is looking at, I don't know what I want to do, but I'm great with kids. Okay, so a parent or that can take their son or their daughter to observe what's happening here.
Or a potential student who wants to see the program.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have to give you a picture of what it looks like, we have two classrooms, and then in the middle of those two classrooms is a room with windows on both sides. And not only windows, we have the windows that from the classroom just look like mirrors. So from inside the room, you can see everything that's going on in the two classrooms. But we also have video equipment that's throughout the classrooms, and there's iPads. So we have six spaces in the observation room with iPads, where they have headsets like we're wearing in this radio station today, and they have an iPad that shows every area of the classroom, and when they tap a certain area of the classroom, the sound goes to the headset, and you can hear just that area of the classroom. It's really fancy. We love it. It also is constantly recording, and we're going to be one of our professors, Kate Ashby, is doing a video library project this summer with a few of our teachers where they're actually going to be pulling video that's happened throughout the year and turning it into a library for students to use for learning. So that's a whole nother, and she worked with a grant for that. So
that's fantastic.
Very exciting.
There's going to be certain good examples.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this happen.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
That is I bet you're smiling from ear to ear over that because that's incredible. That's groundbreaking.
It is.
Better get that contact information.
Yeah.
I'd really like to give everyone our school's phone number.
Absolutely.
There's other ways of contacting us, too, through the website. You can type in ECE on the ShastaCollege.edu website. But just calling us directly is usually the best. And our phone number is 530-242-7601. Should I read that again?
Yes.
530-242-7601. Mm-hmm. Now, you can call that number to schedule a tour for the preschool portion if you have a 3-year-old or even a 2-year-old and you're just getting ready to think about preschool, or even a 1-year-old if you just need some moral support, give us a call. Or if you're a college student thinking about ECE, give us a call, and we have a scheduling system to use our observation room.
Mm-hmm.
And a gal named Jane Ann can talk to you about scheduling by calling that number.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, we appreciate so much Wendy for being here. And Nicole, congratulations. It's been a long 10 years, and you're getting your degree. I'm so excited for you. That's just great. You know what? Dreams do come true if you persevere.
That your journey is really representative of why community colleges can meet that flexibility in your community.
Absolutely.
And provide you ultimately the goal. That would be hard to do otherwise. So great. Well done.
Thank you for this wonderful program this morning. And again, Doug, thank you so much for coming here today, Dr. Doug McConnell. Really appreciate you. We got 30 seconds closing thoughts for this Monday morning. We've got Shasta College signing off. Thank you so much for being here and their wonderful program, and Peter Griggs for bringing that on, and Doug the star co-host.
Well, thanks. I want to thank Shasta College for all the wonderful nursing students and nurses that have benefited my patients when I'm here. There's also many other schools, but Shasta College was wonderful. One of your wonderful graduates, Cheryl Hallstrom, to this day is remembered in that hospital in my heart, too. She was the nurse, as well as many others. So thank you for all the patients that you may not hear about. It's a wonderful part of our community.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us this morning here on KCNR. Make it a great day. And as we would say, do a random act of kindness today.
Yep.